So what does it take to be a successful entrepreneur? Do you have what it takes? Do you have drive and passion and desire, but you just don't know how to put it all together? Well, we have got the show for you. Join Daniel O'Griggs. Each week, he's going to break it down. Daniel's going to show you how to go from A all the way to Z. It's the Inspired Daily Grind with Daniel O'Griggs.
All right, you're tuning into the Inspired Daily Grind. This is Daniel O'Griggs. I always throw the O out there. The O really doesn't mean anything. I mean, that's my middle name, but there's a lot of Daniel Griggs out there. That's kind of random right there, but I'm always saying Daniel O'Griggs. But anyways, if you're tuning in for the first time, the show is just about the realness. You know, the realness about entrepreneurship, not always the glam, the glory. I know entrepreneurship is praised nowadays. Everybody's an entrepreneur. Everybody's a CEO. Everybody's a founder of something. You know what I mean? So, but at the end of the day, guess what? 90% of businesses still fail within like the first 1 or 2 years. So to actually say that you're an entrepreneur really doesn't say much at all. So I try to shed light on just like the difficulties of it and people's journey. But at the same time, I shed light on the success. We have guests on my show often. The guests that we have are very successful people. Some of them are extremely successful. Some of them are successful in their realm, right? Some of them aren't millionaires, but at the same time, they live very comfortable. They take care of their families, and they can pay bills. All we want to do is, I mean, everybody hates paying bills, but at the same time, you rather hate paying bills than, you know, have to hate not being able to pay bills. So anyways, today we got another AMA. Ask me anything. And so we're going to dive right into the questions. The first one is from Jermaine Brown on LinkedIn. I got a lot of LinkedIn love. Matter of fact, if you're out there right now, search for me, Daniel Griggs on LinkedIn. If you're on my website, danielogriggs.com, if you're looking on this page right now or anywhere on the site, you can click my LinkedIn. Go on there. Definitely connect with me. I'm always posting stuff on there. LinkedIn and Twitter. My Twitter handle is @DanielOGriggs. You can always contact me on those two platforms. It's the best way to connect with me. So Jermaine, he's on LinkedIn. He dove into my DM. Jermaine said, "When did you know that you should go full time with your agency? I've heard you mention that you have a family. I'm sure there was a lot of pressure and stress. Not trying to get too personal, but I'm hesitant from a person, but I'm hesitant from it, so it doesn't potentially ruin my marriage, time I spend with my kids, and other things. I've heard more stories of this than not. What's your journey been like, and how do you balance your work life?" Man, Jermaine, that's a juicy question right there, brother. So, first off, I really don't mean work-life balance is just something nice to say, dude. This is how I look at, I'm going to touch on this first. This is how I look at what is quote-unquote called work-life balance. You make your decisions for the moment and for long term. In other words, I'll kind of put it like this. You know, my very first year, it was really tough. Of course, just business, family, and everything else like that. I mean, I'm trying to build a business, but not just build a business. Really, I'm just trying to put food on the table. I mean, I'm completely transparent. You know, this is why it's called Inspired Daily Grind. Look, I was late on bills. Having to pay for mortgage and everything else like that. I was giving my wife handles all the bills. I was giving my wife the money, you know, a week or two after the first of the month. You know what I mean? I'll have part of it then. I'll have part of it later. That's part of entrepreneurship. And it's tough. Now, one thing that I do that I have, you know, I've gotten better at, but I'm not that good at it. And it took a lot for me to work on. It's communication. It doesn't matter what kind of relationship, you know, communication is always something that you have to be upfront with it. You know what I mean? That doesn't mean communication is always something that's going to be accepted. So it was tough, man, just because, you know, different things we want to do on the weekend. But at the same time, I'm thinking like, I need to do this task or this task because I have to get this project going and finished. You know, I have to make money. We got to pay bills. You know what I mean? Et cetera, et cetera. And you know, my wife would understand. At the same time, there's always an extent. You got to realize, I always tell people, my vision is my vision. no one else can see my vision because it's mine. My dream is my dream. It's in my head. It's in my heart. So I never expected my wife or anybody else to really understand that. You know what I mean? So it's always going to be a tough thing when you have a family, dude. I mean, on a podcast previously with Jason Stubbs, and he was talking about, you know, when he used to come in the house, he said hi to his 3-year-old kid, give him a hug, give him a kiss, say hi to his wife. And then he'll walk out the back door and he'll be on the phone for an hour. And he was just saying, like, I had to cut that out. I had to quit it. You know what I mean? So there's going to be phases and times to where, you know, all your mind is focused on is that grind and that push and that hustle to make money, to put food on the table. I mean, you're building your business at the same time, but I just want to say to put food on the table, because that's the struggle. I mean, just having to pay bills and stuff. You know what I mean? So, I mean, let me go back to the first part of the first actual question that you had. When did I know it was time to go full? When did I know that I should go full time into my agency? Well, I didn't know. I mean, I was trying to do three things when I first started. I had an athletic apparel company. I was a personal trainer. I was an independent personal trainer, be trying to build up my own business with that. And I was doing web design. Now, my mentor told me when we first started, he said, okay, these are the three things. You got to choose one. He said, you have to break down, choose one. Now, one thing that he did tell me, which I love to repeat, is he told me, choose something that you want to base your lifestyle on. So, you know, you want private jets and stuff. You can expect to do a lot of working, you know, being remote all the time with stuff like that. At the same time, he said, you know, hey, if you want to be spending a lot of time with family, then you want to maybe be able to maybe work from home, like whatever you want to do. Nothing is right or wrong. Whatever you want, you know, if you're flashy, if you want a lot of jewelry, if you want a lot of expensive things, if you want to ride, you know, BMW or Mercedes or Maybach, whatever it is, like, choose the lifestyle you want, then build your business around it. So that was the very first thing. But me going full time into my agency, I worked other jobs. Like, I don't know, Jermaine, I don't know if you work or not, like a 9-to-5 job or what have you, but I worked other jobs, but I never worked those other jobs and was like, I'm going to work this till I build my business up to a certain point. I worked at Walgreens, which I absolutely hated. And I say that every single time. Maybe it was just retail, but I like dreaded going into Walgreens. It's one of those jobs to where I went into work late every single day. Like, I should have been grateful for it because it was paying my bills, but I hated it. Like, it was miserable. It had me like literally miserable, you know, and no offense to you, Walgreens. Y'all got a good system. There's a lot of people that I love, the employees. I just hated working at the store. So there's nothing against Walgreens. It's just my preference. But I worked that job until I was able to, like, at that point I was playing football. But then even at that, the other job that I actually had that was legit is like, I was a PE teacher at an elementary school, and I like working with kids, but I like working with kids in my own setting. Really, the only reason I worked that PE job is because at that moment, me and my wife were getting a home built, and, you know, they needed like, what is it? W-2s or whatnot, just to show proof of like me working and all that stuff. And when I was doing personal training, I didn't have W-2s and all that stuff. So it was something I had to do for the moment. As soon as we got in the house, that job was cut. I quit. I left it. You know what I mean? And so I was doing personal training at the same time as I was building up my web design agency. But I even told my wife, I was like, oh, I'm not going to hop full into web design right now. And then like a week or two later, I was like, I'm going to go full fledged into doing web design. And she was like, what? I just felt like after my mentor told me to build my business based on the lifestyle I want, it changed my perspective with a lot of things. And so that's why I moved away from personal training, because I had to, you know, I have to be there with my clients all the time. And I liked more flexibility. I don't like to use the word freedom too loosely, but flexibility. So that's the first thing. Like, when I went into a full-fledged, you know, I always had a desire, of course, to be an entrepreneur and build my own business. So that's kind of my story around that. But in reference to just like the pressure and the stress, man, that's a ton, dude. Now, I mentioned her before, Arianna Huffington. And she talks a lot about sleep, being like sleep and people not getting enough sleep and things like that, which is very true. And you should try to get as much rest as possible. The better, the more rest you get, the more creative you are. But you need to understand this as well. You need to learn to be able to work while you're tired. And I say that because that first year you have to grind. You got bills to pay. It's not just about building your business and you have goals that you're set. Like, you got bills to pay. You have food to put on the table. There's going to be this times that, like, there was a time that I was up. In a 36-hour span, I probably got only 2 hours of sleep. I remember I stayed up till like 4 in the morning. I went to sleep, got up at 6, took my kids to school. I had someone call me it was a business that called me. They wanted a website. I asked them when they could meet, you know, trying to meet later in a week. And he was like, well, if you're available now, I'd love to meet now. You know what I mean? And so I met with them right then. Like, I drove to their location. It took me about 15 minutes to get there. And I drove right then and there. There was, like I said, it was at that moment in time, like, I needed sales. I had to put food on the table. So I did, man, just run off of 2 hours of sleep. I got through with that. He loved the proposal. He said, hey, you know, he had a few things that he had concerns about. I left. I made some modifications. I had other tasks to do. I wasn't expecting to have a 1 to 2 hour meeting with that person. Just like, it was just part of the grind. Like, you know, and I caught up on rest when I could. I got more rest when I could. At that time, like my first year, I was probably averaging about 4 hours of sleep a night. You know, I'll try to take naps, like little 15, 20 minute naps when I could. But it was just at that moment in time. And I'm not saying you have to do that. But what I am saying is, a lot of times it may be necessary. I don't know everyone's situation. Maybe money isn't much of an issue for you. And, you know, it's just about building up this business. So, you know, you can go with the slow grind. Like, things don't have to be as fast. You're not so anxious to get sales because, you know, you're not anxious to put food on the table like that if that type of pressure isn't on your back. You know what I mean? Now, from a standpoint of just like a relationship, you know, just from with my wife, she understood, of course, that I have to pay bills and stuff like that. But at the same time, man, it's a relationship with my wife and my kids, and they need time. You know what I mean? My wife works Monday through Friday. She's off on a weekend. She wants time. She wants to go spend time with the kids. Kids go to bed. She wants to sit up. She want to watch a movie. She want like eat popcorn and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, typical things. And at the same time, you know, I may want to go knock out some work because, you know, I'm thinking about the grind. I'm thinking about the grind. But you have to, the way I balance it out is, for me, this was my schedule, and this is my schedule still to this day. My wife is gone from the house, you know, at 6:30 a.m. and she gets back in the evening from work. My kids, you know, I take them to school and drop them off, you know, 7 something in the morning. I look at it like this. This is my window. These are my windows from 8 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. That's when I have my time to do everything that I need to do and get everything done. When I pick my kids up from school, when my wife gets home, I try my best. Now, I'm not perfect, and I try my best not to do work unless it's absolutely necessary. There are some situations like that. We may have a website that's about to launch. We have some kind of situations, issues, problems, etc. But just rare. But between, you know, 5:30 and we'll say about 10 p.m., I'm not doing any work. I'm trying to spend time with my family. After my wife and my kids are going to bed, from 10 p.m. until 6 a.m., that's my other grind time window. And at that moment, during that, now I get a lot more rest now, but at that moment in time, I got rest when I could. Like I said, you know, from 10 a.m. or 10 p.m. to 6 p.m., I just put in work. You know, I may go to bed at 2 in the morning. I'm knocking out 4 hours of work from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. and I'm getting things done. So I would balance it out to where, you know, what I sacrificed wasn't exactly my family's time, but I sacrificed my rest. You know what I mean? I sacrifice my rest instead of my family's time so I can spend more time with my family in that regard. So it's really tough. And Jermaine, this is my personal experience. And this is just, you know, like I say, what I'm sharing. You know what I mean? And I'm insane. I'm crazy with it. But it's part of the grind. I mean, maybe it's a huge part of my success. Maybe it's not. Well, no, I take it back. Yeah, it is a huge part of my success. It's part of my work ethic. That doesn't apply to everyone. But at the same time, you have to understand that there's going to be moments to where your grind and your hustle is more important than your sleep. And you need to set milestones and work to the point to where, you know, I'm going to work up to this point. So maybe where I'm grossing X amount of revenue, or I build a team up to this point to where now I can get more rest. Up until I got a project manager, and my project manager, Jess, man, she's great. And when I got a project manager, that freed up so much more time for me. I mean, an extreme amount of time. And I literally gained, like, I would say about between 4 and 6 hours more time is what I was able to gain during my day. That goes for gaining more rest, focusing on more business development and marketing things, which I'm really great at. Then when I brung on, you know, I got a team of 16 now. And so just the more I built up, the more time it gave me to be able to build my company and build this business up to the point that I really wanted to be at, which is it's at the point I wanted to be at right now. From the perspective of just milestone, of course, ultimately it's not there yet, but just from a milestone perspective, it's where I want it to be at, you know, and I'm able to get a lot more rest. My wife does get on my case sometimes, and she'll let me know, hey, babe, you need to get more rest. I do have very busy weeks. I mean, Mondays are my busy days. Money Mondays is what we call it. So Mondays are definitely my busy days. I'm knocking out a ton of work. You know, I also box, so I put in time training with boxing, Tuesdays and Thursdays. You know, on Tuesdays, my oldest has basketball practice in the game. Thursdays, my middle son has, T-ball practice in a game. You know, I go and spar in boxing on Tuesday and Thursday evenings after games, you know, working all day. I got busy days, man, really busy days. So the best thing for me is just structuring and organizing everything and then just prioritizing it out. You know, I give you a mouthful on that one. So I hope that's enough information, Jermaine, for you to really take and take in and, you know, just apply it to you in your life. Figure out what works best for you, the type of relationship and time you want to spend with your family. Maybe you can't do that at the moment, or, you know, like I say, maybe you have to set milestones with it. If so, then do that. Set milestones. Hey, I'm going to grind for 6 months and build my company up to this. And then you know, I'm going to start to give myself or pay attention more to how much rest I get, or, you know, take my wife out to lunch more, different things like that. You know, you have to really apply to your life, your relationship, rather be, you know, your wife, your girlfriend, or if you're single, you have kids, or maybe you're just single, period. And it just has to do with social life and relationships with friends and family. It's something you have to figure out for yourself, but I just want to give you a few golden nuggets and let you know my experiences. So got time for one more question. This is from Janet Smith on LinkedIn. My LinkedIn is hot, man. Y'all going like me on LinkedIn. If you're on my website, Daniel O. Griggs, it's in a link right here, in a body, in the content. I'm going to put it up on here. Ask me anything. I'm always sharing and put my podcast and other information on my LinkedIn, or you can just search for me, Daniel Griggs, owner of ATX Web Designs. So this is from Janice Smith on LinkedIn. Janice said, Daniel, how do you stay so self-motivated? I know you've mentioned not relying on others in YouTube videos, but I need that motivation often. Do you consider that a good thing or a bad thing? I don't really consider it a good or bad thing. For me, well, no, I take that back. Let me go back. For me, being self-motivated is everything. I don't depend on any person, any human being, rather it be through a YouTube video, a podcast, or my mentor, my wife, And it's nothing against any of these people, because I love and I admire all of these people. But I understand that I have to fuel my own fire. When I'm dependent on somebody else, then my day is dependent on that person. That's like if you want sunny days all the time. Like, that's just not going to happen. So when it's not sunny, you're going to have a bad day because you're dependent on the weather. The weather's unpredictable. Other people are unpredictable. I've said many a times, like, what if my wife's having a bad day? She don't want to hear from me. Like, she just want to beat you on, like, that messed up my day. Well, I guess my day's bad. You know what I mean? If my mentor, if I shoot him an email or text and I can't get in touch with him, or if I need to listen to somebody that's motivational on YouTube, if I need to listen to E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher or Gary Vaynerchuk or Ty Lopez or Mark Cuban or any one of these influencers, and I don't have Wi-Fi or I don't have good reception. So now is that allows my day to go bad. Like, that's why I fuel my own day. I work myself into being self-motivated. Now, one of the things that I really feel to help you be self-motivated is have a to-do list and prioritize your to-do list. A lot of people aren't self-motivated because they don't have a structured and organized day, at least enough. My day is generally organized. So I know on my to-do list that I'm going to knock out my emails. Like today's Monday. Most Mondays, I'm waking up at 4 a.m. Between 4 and 5 a.m., I'm going to get up, take my time getting up. I'll get up, get my... I'll get up, brush my teeth, get my laptop. I don't go sit at a desk. I sit on my couch. I sit on my couch and I bust out my to-do list. First thing I'm doing, I'm knocking out emails. After that, I'm sending out messages and stuff like that to my team. I know most of them are going to be asleep, but I'm sending it out. My project manager, my developers, my designer, my content writer, social media, graphic designer, anything that I may need to communicate with them, I put that out there so they can see it in the morning. Once they check everything, others I'm emailing so they can see me the email first. I'm putting all that information out. I'm doing project updates. I'm knocking out all these other tasks. That too, I typically start getting stuff ready for my kids and they get up around 6 a.m. My wife is up. She's getting herself ready for work. And she's out the door. But it's typically around 6 a.m. That all that stuff starts happening. So between 4 and 6 a.m., I have a 2-hour window to where I'm not disturbed. I don't have anybody texting my phone because more than likely nobody else is up at 4 a.m. And even if you are, you don't need to be texting my phone unless something's like bad happened, which I hope is not the case. But no text messages. I'm not getting any other emails. I'm not hearing anything from anybody else. I'm just able to focus. So being self-motivated for me is being organized. And then when you hit slumps, even with being organized, outside of being organized, when you hit slumps and times in your business where it gets really hard, you have to always look at milestones. Short-term goals are huge, just as much as long-term goals, right? If you think about, you know, just say the length of a football field, and every 5 yards is a short-term goal. It's a milestone. You have to set these milestones because that's what's going to keep you motivated. Because a lot of times what happens is we have the bigger picture and a big vision in our head, but we can't work enough towards these short-term goals and these little things that's going to get us to that, you know, long-term goal. That's going to get us to the end zone if you talk about it from a football perspective. So really understand, like, and that's really part of being organized and prioritizing things as well. Self-motivation comes a ton from being organized. Looking at the bigger picture, having it in your head, but understanding that I have to prioritize all these little tasks, all these short-term goals in the meantime. You know what I mean? In this 3-month span, I took my team from the first year. It was like 2 or 3 of us, just me. And then I brought on a developer. Like, it was just just 2 of us. And then the second year, it grew to 6. And now we're in our third year and we're up to 16. But all of these were milestones. Like, I had goals to continue and gradually build up, and I didn't make moves until it was time to make these moves, until it was like, okay, hey, I've got to this point. Now it's time to go to the next phase. Okay, I got a developer. Okay, now I need to get this person. I need to get this person. Okay, now it's time to get a project manager. So being self-motivated, and, you know, nothing's wrong with listening to podcasts, reading books, and things like that. That's always good. It's always great to do those things. I don't listen to as many videos as I used to. Really, I just don't have the time. I try to make time out to read, to produce more ideas and stuff like that. But when it comes to motivation, I get organized, I prioritize, and I get going after, baby. I'm going, because I know exactly what needs to be done and how it needs to be done on a daily basis. And that alone puts the fuel to my fire. That's all we have for today. Thank y'all for tuning in. This is Daniel O. Griggs. Hit me up. Follow me on Twitter at Daniel O. Griggs. Contact me and hit me up. Connect with me on LinkedIn, Daniel Griggs. Visit my company website, atxwebdesigns.com, and my personal website, danielogriggs.com. Thanks for tuning in. This is the Inspire Daily Grind. Y'all have a good one.
Join Daniel next week as he takes you through another walk of how to become a very successful entrepreneur. It's the Inspire Daily Grind with Daniel O. Griggs.